Grace to you and peace from the one who created and sustains and enlightens all things. Amen. The kingdom of God is like this. Years ago, there was an author who wrote a book about her vision of the coming kingdom of God. Her book swept a lot of Christian book clubs and churches because it described the kingdom of God as this beautiful future monarchy that would come in a flash when God snatched the world from the devil's grasp and made all the bad stuff good and all the good stuff better. Angels sang from the spires, war machines were cast down. It was just lovely. As I read her description of what she saw the kingdom of heaven to be like, and maybe that's what it will be like, I don't know. As I read her description, it seemed to me like the kingdom of God, as she saw it, was like a beautiful planned community in the suburb of Des Moines, with rolling hills and green grass, neatly lined up houses in complementary colors, with perfectly dressed, well-behaved children of just the right age and everyone driving around in environmentally responsible cars on impeccably clean streets. Controlled, predictable, and lovely. I think her vision of the kingdom was so popular because it plays so well into our deepest fears and our most fervent desires. That everything, despite all the evidence to the contrary, will miraculously be okay. Even beautiful, if we just wish for it hard enough. For her, the kingdom of heaven would be something that God would bring in the future and undo the ugliness of the world. Apparently, she hadn't read today's lesson. As I read it, I just don't see the same vision for the kingdom there. The kingdom of God is like this, Jesus says. It's like seeds thrown down on the ground by a stranger who then rises and wakes and rises and wakes, and the plants grow up wherever they will. And when they will grow up, the sower does not know. And when the harvest is ready, when it's ready to bring in the harvest, the sower puts the sickle in hand and cuts down the crop. Where's the planned community in that? No lovely streets, no planned community. Actually, apparently, no plan at all. You just throw the seeds out there and see what comes up. No perfect world. Just the spreading of this chaotic seed and letting nature take its course. Or even worse, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, this smallest of all seeds that grows into this great bush. You know, we're not talking avocado seed here, something you can really get a hold of and hang on to. It's a little tiny seed that you can't put in your pocket, for you'll lose it. It grows into the greatest of all bushes, Scripture says, which of course we know is not true. It's pretty big, but it's not the greatest of all bushes. Come to Hawaii if you want to see the greatest of all bushes. And then it provides shelter for the birds of the air. It's a lovely image, except that the mustard bush is more of a weed than it is a great bush. And not only that, it's an invasive weed. It's an invasive plant that creeps, if you've ever been a farmer or been around farmers. The word mustard, this is not a good weed because it finds its way into the edges. It's a low grower to start with, and it finds its way into the edges of the field, and it is hard to get rid of. It horns its way into the nice rows of planned crops, and it seems impossible to eradicate. Even so, it can grow into a respectable-sized bush, but it gives shelter to the very birds who, in another parable about the kingdom, flew down and ate the seed. Those are the birds it gives shelter to. So the kingdom of God is like an invasive species that comes unwanted into the world and provides shelter for thieves. Is it any wonder that we like the other version better? The nice planned community? Of course we do. While the vision in her book seeks clarity, the parable by its nature calls us to a deeper truth. And our vision is not always sufficient to take it all in. I remember one of my friends decided at one point, and I've told this story once before, but I'll tell it again. You know, she had her life all planned out, and it was all perfect, and she was sure she knew what she wanted to do with her life. And then God intervened. And for her, it was like a weed growing into her life. PhD in chemistry, she was on her way. She had her career going at the University of Kansas, and then God called her to all things to be a pastor. Years of seminary followed years of being in graduate school and doing her PhD and her postdoc and all of this kind of stuff and doing research into cancer drugs. And of all things, she ended up with that weed, that kingdom of God, apprehending her, pulling her off of her path into a new life. She literally had to shift everything to follow what God called her to. For her, that was what the kingdom of God is like. It is like life unfolding in front of us in ways that we cannot expect. It's God in the midst of us doing that which we could never imagine. Creating, as it says in the scripture, a new thing. Planting that cedar sprig on the top of the most lofty mountain and making the brown trees dry and the green trees wither. Paul is so taken by this vision of the kingdom that he describes it as being ekstestaso, to stand, actually it's another word that we use for being crazy, right? When you're really upset about something and you want to be polite, you say, she was just beside herself, standing outside of herself. And that's the word that Paul uses as he thinks about what the kingdom looks like. He says, we can't see it from within ourselves. We have to stand beside ourselves. For if we are beside ourselves, he writes, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ urges us on because we are convinced that one has died for all and therefore all have died. And he died for all so that those who might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for us. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The kingdom is like that. All things becoming new in God. this pervasive weed of God's kingdom winding into the very fabric of our lives, drawing us out of ourselves into God's newness. Perhaps then we might begin to see the kingdom, God's kingdom, is not about some future perfection. But God's kingdom is a present unfolding of God's very abiding in the world. That unfolding is not neat and tidy, but new and messy and fresh, unpredictable, maybe even dangerous. You see, I think Jesus' vision of the kingdom takes us into places where we don't want to go. I think it puts us into relationships that are uncomfortable and joyful, life-changing, fun, whether I want them or not. I think God's kingdom bids me to work hand in hand with prostitutes and thieves and doctors and skid operators, students, retired folks, military career officers, homeless folks, sad people, energetic, crazy, hard to put up with people. All part of God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, we eat bread and drink wine with strangers and we call them friend. We even serve them in the name of Christ. In God's kingdom, we just can't know, we can't control where God's kingdom will lead us or even know what it is that the kingdom is growing in us. It may make us uncomfortable, or it may bring us joy. So I wonder, what kingdom seeds are growing in you? What powerful and unpredictable ways is God planting a crop in our community, scattering seeds and waiting for it to grow? What powerful and unpredictable ways is God planting a crop in our church and in our neighbor that maybe we are missing, that we're not seeing, that we're not living? Then I wonder, how is it that perhaps we are being called to be beside ourselves so that we can see what God is up to in the world? Kingdom is like a weed winding itself into our lives and pulling us into God's love. I wish I could tell you that it was a beautiful planned community that will come in and that with your help alone, God will organize all of the households and plant the green grass and set up the homeowners association and make sure that everyone paints their houses in the same but slightly different shades of olive green. And that God will make sure that no one puts up basketball nets outside of their homes or allows people to skateboard. But I don't think the kingdom of God will be like that. I don't think the kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is like a seed. It is scattered and it grows. Amen.